Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead. Peter, she has 3 points. Paul Provenza and Paula Poundstone each has 2.
All right, we flipped a coin, and Paula has elected to go first. So, Paula, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The White House and Senate Republicans agreed Thursday on rules governing the way detainees can be blanked.
Interrogated.
Right. The Senate is considering a bill to build a 700-mile-long fence along the 2,000-mile U.S. border with blank.
Mexico.
Right. Police were able to rescue a kidnapped South Carolina girl after she sent her mother a blank.
Nope.
No, a text message.
Oh.
Reopening for the first time since Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Saints sold every available seat for their entire season in the blank.
Superdome.
Right. Sichuan Airlines is hoping to hire flight attendants between 18 and 24 who can speak Korean and blank.
Sing Bonnie Tyler tunes.
Actually, I'm going to give it to you. Sing, dance, and do kung fu. During a traffic stop in Louisiana, police found 1.5 pounds of marijuana in musician Blank's tour bus.
Willie Nelson.
Of course, what did they expect to find? Bill Clinton was among the mourners who traveled to Austin, Texas for Blank's funeral.
Ann Richards.
Right. Keith Richards announced that he has stopped taking drugs because Blank.
His mother just died.
No. No. No relation.
The police chided him.
No. No, Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones has stopped taking drugs because he says the quality really isn't what it used to be. According to Mr. Richards, the drugs of today just aren't worth the trouble. He says, quote, all they do is try and take the high out of everything. I don't like the way they're working in the brain area instead of just through the blood system. That's why I don't take them anymore. And you're talking to a person who knows his drugs.
If only he had gotten to Willie Nelson at an earlier exit. Oh,
no. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Paula now has 14 points and the lead.
Very well done, Paula. That was a very good round. You did well.
It's a commanding lead.
All right. Really good.
Okay, Paul, here we go. Fill in the blank. After his attorneys left in protest over a new chief judge, Blank was again thrown out of court.
Saddam Hussein.
Right. President Bush said he would send troops to Pakistan if he believed that the U.S. had determined the location of Blank.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I'm Bin Laden. Osama Bin Laden. Right, okay. Former New Jersey Governor James McGreevy went on Oprah to promote his new book in which he explains his decision to Blank.
To come out of the closet.
Exactly, and leave office. Paleontologists in Ethiopia discovered a 3.3 million year old fossil of a blank.
Proto-human.
Yeah, a child, yes. Tourism officials in Israel had to reprint thousands.
Well, children are kind of proto-human.
No, yeah, true. I've noticed that. Tourism officials in Israel.
They're not really quite done yet. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Tourism officials in Israel had to reprint thousands of mistranslated brochures that were supposed to say Jerusalem, there's no city like it, but instead said blank.
Look out, here comes another missile.
No. Jerusalem, there's no such city. This week, an Iranian-American telecommunications entrepreneur became the first female tourist to travel to blank.
Outer space.
Exactly right. A Nashua, New Hampshire man was arrested after he led police on a car chase in which he managed to blank.
Hit a gong.
No.
Okay, I'm winging it.
Boy, you were really in the moment there.
Yeah, that was great. No, he during this high-speed car chase, he managed to stop at every red light. Sure, Joshua Grant was drinking, leading police in a high-speed chase, but that doesn't mean he's going to ignore the rules. So while making his escape, he was careful to stop at every red light. This ultimately led to his capture, as police, noticing his good manners, were able to box him in at the 4th red light.
It took them 4?
I know. Well, this is what happened. You know, because he'd stop at a red light, and they'd pull up behind him and stop. And then it would turn green, and then they'd all start again, and then you'd have to go, wait a minute.
When you're on a high-speed chase, 10 and 2.
But he's discerning about the laws he breaks.
Yes, he is. Some he breaks, some he doesn't.
That's like when I used to have a piece of chocolate cake and then have a diet soda, and everyone would make fun of me, you know? Like as if because I had a chocolate cake, you might as well just have a regular soda. You don't have to break the rules twice. I totally side with the guy.
It balances out. and with the Diet Coke and the cake, they balance each other out, so you're at 0, right?
Oh, a diet soda will zero out a cake, absolutely.
All right, so how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, but Paul still has the lead with 14.
All right, so how many then does Roxanne need to win?
6 correct answers.
6 correct answers. Here we go, Roxanne. This is for the game. Islamic people worldwide denounced blank's statements about their religion.
The popes.
Right. An armed man was arrested after crashing his SUV through a security barricade at the blank this week.
At the Capitol.
Right. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad insisted yet again that Iran's blank program is completely peaceful.
Nuclear.
Yes. A master glassblower, a deep-sea explorer, and a New England turtle expert were among those named as recipients of this year's blank grant.
MacArthur Grants.
Right. Once again, they neglected Carl. Tourism director of Maine is being criticized by some residents of his state for having a license plate reading blank.
It's really, really cold up here.
No, I love New York. Oh. Oprah Winfrey has threatened legal action on a diehard fan in Kansas who is urging her to blank.
Run for president.
Right, approximately 300 million people worldwide tuned in to watch the televised memorial service for blank.
Steve Irwin.
Right, a doomsday cult explained that the world did not end on the previously prescribed date because of blank.
Somebody forgot to turn the clocks.
No. Time zone differences. The world was supposed to end on September 12th, and it didn't. So the doomsday cult House of Yahweh decided this will not get them down. It's because of those international time zone differences. Very confusing. So you know who can be expected to get exactly right. They've decided that the world will be ending. Any moment now, they're going to go ahead with their plans to move into their underground bunker for the next year, using the time to work on their excuse as to why they're not the only people left.
What about daylight savings time?
Oh, that just throws it way off.
Oh, if that bunker's in Arizona, forget it.
Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She needed 6 correct answers. Peter, she had 6 correct answers. So with 15 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
Well done. Well done. Congratulations, Roxanne.